This is a very scary podcast.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Jerusalem. It's the third year of the Crusade.
He's not giving us a lot of time to... Whoa. Okay, Peter's joined Robin's band. I guess
it's going so fast. I want to stop down here and say I did play this game and I got lost in the first screen. I couldn't find a key to open the door. Where did he find that key?
It's sort of an RPG light. Azeem joined the party.
No, that's... But it's important to me to know where he got the key, because I just got locked in that
pile
first
of hay.
Room. It was in a pile
Search
of
it.
Hay. Okay. Yeah. Because I did try to play.
Did you watch the movie? Now, this is interesting. I will just quickly introduce this part, and then we will introduce the show and the film.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
RHPOT for NES, 90... What are we thinking? 90...
That stands for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, we should say.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I think it'll be in, like, very early 90s.
92, let's say. NES classic, sort of a gauntlet style, top down, like RPG. The interesting part, aside from the fact that it's based on the film RHPOT.
So he's not interested in fighting any of these men.
Well, he's a speedrunner, Jack.
Yeah. We're watching a speedrun.
Well,
because we tried to play
that.
It and I got locked in a room. Okay, yeah. Well, get to it. Get to it then. Do it. Do that.
We committed. Wow, this is interesting.
Okay.
Are you noticing this?
Sure. Yeah, they're fighting.
It goes to like a it's dropped to like a.
Yeah, it's dropped to an interesting fight.
What a compelling game.
Yeah. I think what's important is for you to continue establishing for the listeners what's happening here and what we said we do and why we're doing this. I can say some of the things that are happening.
Oh, sorry. My name's Tanner Greenring.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Butt.
This is Mr. Butt. I'm joined by Mr. Butt. And we're podcasters.
Yes.
And we're two men.
Yeah.
And that means that we're strange bedfellows with the entire genre of romance.
Right.
Including this classic.
Yeah.
Nintendo Entertainment System hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like RPG, like hybrid RPG, RHPOT.
Some of those acronyms for folks, role-playing game and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
And I think we would sort of agreed to cover the game, obviously. We would.
Yeah. We know what the listeners want. They wanted the hunt for the hunks of the Hunt for Red October, and they wanted the obscure 90s RPGs to be covered. Most.
Yeah, based on film properties.
Yeah.
With also these, like, interesting, like, what are these segments? It's like Horde mode. You notice those?
So what we're doing, I guess, to continue Tanner's thought is...
We're covering the game, and the game is RHPOT, and it's the hunt for the hunks of the Hunt for Red October.
Right, it's our content block is the hunt for the hunks of the Hunt for Red
this
October. The October
week
hunt
we
for
are,
the hunks of the hunt for Red October.
We're strapping on our VR headsets and we're entering the like cyber realm to hunt a hunk.
Yeah,
on the Nintendo Entertainment System. It's like that that TV show reboot. Do you remember that?
We're tracking the hunk now, gentlemen.
No, but I feel like it's maybe just a bridge too far to get into that. At this juncture.
Feels incredibly relevant, but... So we are now hunting a hunk in an NES game.
Yes.
Neither you or I, at the age of... Let's say they're around their early 40s.
Yeah.
Have the reflexes anymore to even play sort of like turn-based RPG. Because the interesting thing about RHPOT...
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Is that when you encounter an enemy, it's not like a... Final Fantasy style RPG battle, you kind of drop into like a almost like a TM. Do you remember TMNT, the arcade game?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It's a little like that, you're kind of like side-scrolling, like Fighter, where Robin Hood is like fencing against whomever he's faced off with. Adds like an interesting action element and challenge to the game, like a fighter, a side scroller, like a side fighter.
I want to argue that the competition for the prize of speedrunning RHPOT, the NES game from the 90s, is probably not very steep, because it doesn't feel like this person that we're watching a speedrun.
Let me finish my thought.
I couldn't get out of the room. It doesn't seem like they're going that fast.
Neither of us have what it takes to do this.
Yeah.
But we are watching in the background.
Yeah.
Slice. S-L-Y-S-E.
Yeah.
From ESA Speedrunning.
Right.
Doing,
oh, I see.
What appears to be like a 32-minute and 20-second speedrun of the NES game. We have been watching it sort of in the background, which is why we sound a little distracted, I would say. And
some of us more than others.
So far, I would say it has been incredibly true to the source material.
Yeah, it's basically like if you've watched the movie, it's maybe even a cheat.
Who wrote Robin Hood?
That's not, it's like oral tradition.
Lincoln Green.
No, Lincoln Green is the color of his clothes.
This book by Lincoln Green.
Okay, he's on the Wikipedia page. It's nice because Tanner's sharing his screen so we can watch the speed run. So I get to see where all this stuff comes from. And it's no surprises. He's just like picking phrases out of the Wikipedia page. It's not, it has nothing to do with anything.
NES yeah. classic.
Someone called Lincoln Green.
Wow, whoa, look at what's happening now, Jack.
So you revealed something to me.
It's like,
yeah. And it's Robin not Jack, Hood, it's Mr. Butt.
Sorry, Mr. Butt. Robin Hood is oh, I can't wait to hear where the butt is in this NES game. Robin Hood is like in a chrome dinosaur style game, like offline chrome dinosaur game, where he's on horseback running away. So many different set pieces in such a, like in an NES cartridge.
I wonder if we could stop doing this and maybe like come back and check out the end of it.
Let's just keep
we
it
also
running.
Watched the movie.
I think he's being chased by squirrels. Yeah. We should talk about the movie. It, in a lot of ways, it echoes the game, I would say. The movie stayed faithful to the game, and the game stayed faithful to the Lincoln Green classic.
Sorry, I have to go. Jack is here.
Oh, wait, Mr. Butt.
He's not happy. Yes, quick, because Jack is he's looking angry.
We watched the movie. I don't think there's a butt in the game. We watched a movie. Is there a butt in it?
Excuse me?
Oh, look, it's the classic battle with Little John.
Sorry, I should say I'm Mr. Battle. Butt. I'd say my job
butt,
is that
butt,
I say
butt,
when there's a butt in a movie, and I just like to demonstrate my trick. So why don't you, Tanner, before Jack gets down here, he's taking his time coming down the stairs, if you want to name any movie, I'll tell
you when
the butt appears in the movie.
Okay, I would hate to pass up this opportunity. I do want to know where the butt is in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, yeah, the 1 hour.
Stop.
Sorry.
If I only get one wish,
yeah,
I do want to know if there is a butt in RHPOT, the NES game.
I'm sorry, I actually don't have time. Sorry.
Can you tell me the movie? The movie, the butt?
It's
1 hour, 15 minute mark.
Oh, I didn't quite catch it. Jack.
Yeah, what was that?
Why
were you
talking
to
Mr.
Butt? What? He was just yelling numbers.
He was telling me when there was a butt in the movie.
Yeah, we both watched it.
1 hour and something.
And I learned from...
I have like butt blindness.
IMDb that it's a double. It's not even Kevin Costner's butt.
Okay. I thought you meant like two butts.
So I'm here. It's Jack here. Sorry I was a little late. I got locked out of my house. It looks like...
locked out?
Yeah.
Who let Mr. Butt in?
I was as surprised as anyone to come into my... Once I found the extra key that we hide under a rock in front of the house, I was surprised as anyone to come in and find that Mr. Butt was in my house podcasting with you.
Robin Hood, Robin of Locksley, has made his way into the castle to confront the evil...
I can see here that you're watching the...
Galileo.
You're sharing your screen and you're watching a speed run
I'm
of
so
the,
intrigued by these segments.
RHPOT, that's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves NES game, and I'll remark that that's 30 minutes. The record is 30 minutes, which means that there looks like you've got 20
We're
more
10
minutes.
10 minutes in.
So I wonder in the service
that gives
of,
us 20 minutes to get through the intro.
Our content block where we talk about the hunt for the hunks of Red October. Whether we
right,
could...
okay, so cyber goggles on. Right? We're in. I'm digitizing.
Okay, great.
And I'm in cyberspace now. I'm hunting a hunk. And remind me what the sort of like premise of the content block is. It's October.
It's October. The premise for folks who haven't been paying attention is we're the summer of Sandra is long in the past.
I don't even remember what that is.
Yeah, and we don't care about that because we're laser focused.
I've shed that skin. And we're like
agents.
A new person now.
Rogue agents of the U.S. government. Originally super criminals.
Oh, yeah. They've attached like neurotoxin to our, like sacks of neurotoxin to our spine. And like at some point it's going to like deteriorate and kill us. But like, the president has the antidote.
Unless, and the only way that we're going to get that antidote is if we get into our, I guess, what do you want to say?
Like, it's like
Lincoln
Ready
Town Car, probably. Put our Ray-Bans on.
Oh, yeah, it's like Kelly Green.
And hunt down every last one of the hunks from The Hunt for Red October. Although it's basically, what's that show with James Spader where it's like the list of guys?
You're right, Jack.
The list of guys.
Guy list.
It's the list of guys.
The list of guys.
And we have a list of guys, and it's all of the hunks from The Hunt for Red October. It's
this
Sam
time
Neill.
Our black Escalade pulls up to like a flower van.
Yeah, okay.
Outside of, who even is the hunk this week? I've forgotten.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, of course. I got so distracted by the like ancillary hunk.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. That's how they get you. That's how he hides. Sean Connery is a master of disguise.
Well,
and he
he's
disguised
the original,
himself
like, hunt,
in a
we're hunking and like
extremely small part.
Hunk we're hunting in our Caterpillar drive. But anyway, I'm getting too far away. We've pulled up in our Caterpillar drive to a flower van outside of Sean Connery's house, castle.
Castle's better.
King
in
Richard's
Scotland.
Castle.
Yeah.
And our like tech guy is there with like all the equipment.
Okay, he's a nerd and he does like a little bit of comic relief.
In the back. Yeah. Who do we think it should be?
Well, in Mission Impossible, it's Simon Pegg. So that's
it's like Middle Ages. It's like a jester.
Okay, sure. Can we have Christian Slater?
That's great.
Yeah.
He was in the film too. I bet he's in the game. Yeah. He says, "We're here. I've tapped into his network."
Into his network.
"If we ever have a chance to hunt him digitally."
Yeah.
Now's in the NES game, this now's the time. Like, strap in, boys. Wow, the Kevin Costner sprite in this game is terrible.
But they are like created out of like they're made to look like the actors.
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah.
Robin Hood Leaves Camp.
Well, so something. I know from watching the film that Sean Connery doesn't show up until the end. So I don't think we're gonna find this particular hunk digitally. Until the
very end of the
speed run, which is another 15 minutes. I can't believe you've been making me watch this for 15 minutes. And
that's why I was thinking we could look here for him first, because at most we only have to look for about a half an hour. If you watch the film, it's a long movie, and he really does only show up at the last, like...
Yeah, right at the very end.
2 minutes, and it's just a cameo, really.
Do you want to say the movie while we're kind of waiting
for...
We
are equipping
a rope. Because we're on a stakeout.
Oh, we went down a well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it all kind of looks the same.
Back to the dungeon? Oh, interesting. Druids! I don't remember druids attacking.
Yeah, so we should say in the film that...
What the hell is that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Computer, back up. That was so spooky. It was like a... I'm going to try to pause.
Oh, dear.
Let's see if we remember this part from the movie.
Yeah, there are druids.
Oh, I can smell them.
Can I say? Tanner's literally just reading the text on the screen. Yeah, there's a skeleton.
Do you remember that part from the film?
I don't remember him fighting a skeleton in the film, but there is witchery and witchcraft.
It's like a skeleton that's like four sprites big.
In the game now, Robin of Loxley is fighting a skeleton with a sword, which is a significant deviation from the film. The film stars Kevin Costner. It was such a big hit.
Well, the film stars Sean Connery.
Sure, do you want to do a dramatis personae?
Yeah, let's do it. the dramatis personae in the game is Kevin Costner's plays Robin of Locksley.
Right.
And
kind of a digitized version.
Guy Gavriel, the fantasy author.
Guy Gavriel K?
Guy Gavriel K gives him the nickname Robin the Hood.
Okay.
Which catches on, and he becomes Robin Hood. So he's Robin Hood.
Yeah.
You know, Robin Hood.
Yes.
From the NES game.
What about this? Tell me if there's anything here. I was singing this as I was watching the film. I'm still Robin of the Hood. Do you think?
If we're going to do a parody song for Robin Hood, or RHPOT, the NES game.
Don't be fooled by the boys in the wood. I'm still Robin of the Hood.
I think would want it to be the classic.
Jenny from the Block, I just need you to like lock in on something. Could be me, could be the game. Okay, now he's Googling J-Lo. Why? Oh, dear. I'm looking at his screen. He's typed in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, NES. I don't know why. What's happening?
Thieves.
But why?
Do you think... I was curious if they recreate the... I also shared my computer audio. I was curious if they recreated the Bryan Adams song.
Okay. I can talk about that.
For the NES... Let me start over. I was curious if they recreated the Bryan Adams song. Let me start over. I was curious if Bryan Adams did a cover of the NES theme song, or if that was an original composition by him.
So the music you're playing now is not... It doesn't...
Ooh.
Okay.
This one's good. Pair of Dungeons. Ooh.
Okay. So that's in my... It's in my... earphones in a way that makes it really hard for me to say anything. But what I
that's pretty loud, huh?
Can tell you is that none of this music sounds like the Bryan Adams song. But so what? We're just going to keep playing it until...
Ooh. Well, that's the whole soundtrack. We got to see if it's in here somewhere.
Okay.
God, this game is just so like well realized. Don't you think so?
I can't hear you.
Ooh.
It doesn't sound like they got the Bryan Adams song, but I guess we're not really searching for it anymore, are we?
You mean Bryan Adams didn't cover any of the music from the NES song?
No, I think that was an original song. It was a very famous song.
Unused theme. Maybe he dug into the back catalog here.
So what's your thought? We'll listen to all of the game music was your idea for the show, or that we would listen? We will listen to all of it.
Okay, back to the game. How are we doing? All right. So I don't think Bryan Adams was inspired by the game soundtrack at all.
Perfect.
When he did. Sorry, we probably cut a lot of that. We were doing a quick listen through of the... RHPOT NES original score, because Jack was asking me if the composer, Bryan Adams, was inspired at all by the NES game when he wrote the theme song for the movie, Everything I Do It For You.
Right. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, please.
Well, I guess we're still in dramatis personae. It's a famous film. It's got Kevin Costner's in it, Prince of Thieves. It's got...
Hans Gruber's in it.
Hans Gruber.
Or it's like an...
From Harry
ancestor
Potter.
Ancestor of Hans Gruber.
Yeah, it's Hans Gruber from Harry Potter's ancient ancestor is in this one. And he's a tour de force by himself. Absolutely makes the movie go. Yeah. And who else is in it? Morgan Freeman from Seven is very famously in this one. And who else? Well, guess
Kevin
what?
Kevin Costner.
A lady is in it. Famous.
Oh, yeah. Who was it?
Her name was, and still is, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Oh.
And she plays the
who is
beautiful
she? Who
maid.
Else is she?
Marion. She's in some other stuff. She was, her star was really rising at this time, I think.
Mastrantonio?
She's in The Abyss.
Ooh, Scarface.
Scarface, The Color of Money, The Perfect Storm, and some other stuff. But
lots
I think maybe this
stuff.
Is her most famous role. And who else is in it? Well, Christian
she knocked
Slater.
It out of the park, like one and done. She could have just like finished after this one because she didn't need to do any more movies.
The film follows the adventures of Robin of Locksley, who is fighting in the
Game.
Crusades.
He's a prince. Well, he's not really a prince. He's the son of like a landed
gentleman
in
right.
England.
So while he's fighting in the Crusades, he gets captured alongside his brother and Morgan Freeman, who is a Moor, a brave Moor.
And Azim.
Named Azim, rescues him, and they come back to England together to discover that the wicked Sheriff of Nottingham, played by...
Not an invention of the game, by the
Hans
way.
Gruber from of Harry movie. Potter's ancestor, has taken over his castle and ruined everything, and they're taxing the citizens, and he's canceled Christmas, hasn't he?
Cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas.
Oh, yeah, they do cancel Christmas and they do a little, like, jingle bell in the soundtrack.
And do you think it's time for a quick Robin Hood fact with Jolly Good Jack?
Yeah, please.
It's our segment. It's called Robin Hood Facts with Jolly Good Jack.
Do you see what's happening in the game real quick? Do you remember this part in the movie?
I can't stop seeing it. Tanner's kind of taken over my
Zoom
window
and
has been sharing his screen. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't in the film. There are some swamp monsters who are kind of jumping out of the swamp and shooting at Robin.
It would have been good.
Yeah.
Oh, he like cleansed the swamp.
And what? I was going to share a fact with you.
Yeah, please.
Alan Rickman ad-libbed basically all of his funny lines in the script. Well, kind of ad-libbed. Apparently, he read the script and he was like, this sucks so much shit, and hired two very famous British comedians and then just like sat in a coffee shop and like rewrote all of his lines.
Which British comedians?
I can't remember their names.
The House? Dr. House?
Yeah, sure, it's Dr. House. And there's one about canceling Christmas that he ad-libbed.
Very funny, yeah. They did a little jingle bell in the soundtrack.
There's a famous line where he looks at two ladies and he says,
"You, my room, 10:30 tonight. You, 10:45. Bring a friend."
And that,
you know,
funny.
Now that you're saying all the ones that are Alan Rickman ad-libs, I will say they do stick out.
And there's a whole spoon sequence. So he has like this like feckless cousin who does his dirty work.
More.
And
Guy
he says,
Gavriel K, the fantasy author.
And he says,
"I'm gonna cut your heart out with a spoon."
And then the guy in the moment has to respond to the ad-lib and is like, "What?
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?"
"Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more."
At this point, we've covered like maybe the first 5 minutes of the game, 15 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We should say
astonishing that we've done any of that, folks. If you could see what's going on in the background, it's unbelievably distracting, and no amount of talk from me can prevent Tanner from continuing with the.
I think we're at the camp
being
now.
Forced to watch this 30 fucking minute speed run.
I think we've made it to the camp. Can I do my quick? I guess this is a segment within a segment because I want to do a quick new segment.
Okay,
which is. I think every week we're not required to, but we're allowed to cancel one character from the movie.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I'm canceling Bull.
Which one's that?
The one who tried to show everyone his penis.
That stumpy one there is David of Doncaster, but the lads all call him Bull.
Because you're short?
No. It's because I'm so long.
No, Paul, save it for the lady.
Okay,
and that's why he's canceled too, by the way, because there's a whole like getting to know you scene. Robin gets in a big stick fight. We have to cover the stick fight.
Robin gets in a big stick fight.
We saw it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, with
in the game with Little John.
Little John
gets his ass kicked. Gets inducted into the Merry Men.
Yeah,
And then meets Bull, who I'm canceling.
Who's a guy. And then there's a whole joke where Bull's trying to show everyone his penis. And he's canceled because you can't. It was no more okay in Robin Hood's medieval England than it is now. You just can't keep it in your pants, right? Is that why we're canceling him?
Yeah. So everyone, okay, yeah, like, pile on.
Yeah. Get on social media.
This guy, Bull from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Sorry, RHPOT.
And does that happen in the game?
If you watch the speed run, yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what
it's hard to
me.
See. It's fairly pixelated.
And it's run. He's going fast. I know, yeah, 30 minutes doesn't sound fast, but
I don't know. I feel like I've been experiencing it in real time, and it doesn't seem that fast to me. It seems like I would describe it maybe as never ending.
No, we're close. 23 minutes and 44 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. I guess now we're stuck with it.
Bull seems to be a main character. Oh, no, that's Little John. Sorry.
Would you like another Robin Hood fact with Jolly Good Jack?
Yeah,
While we're here. We have like a brief lull in this game that we're watching on our audio podcast.
Yeah.
Guess who turned down the role of Sheriff George?
The Sheriff of Nottingham?
No, not Sheriff of Nottingham. Another sheriff. Like a lesser sheriff. Sheriff George.
I don't
know
if I noticed him.
It's going to blow your mind.
92, 91, 92. Is it a hunk, maybe?
It's a hunk from the Hunt for Red October. So they knew what was coming.
James Earl Jones.
Sam Neill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He would have been good.
Sam Neill from Wimbledon.
Evil.
Yeah. But we don't have time for that because we're hunk hunters. And that's the sort of thing that is just kind of like gets us distracted. We are singularly focused, laser focused, on digitally finding Sean Connery in this game and taking him down for the president.
If your focus slips while you're in here.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be trapped in the game like
you can
lawnmower.
Get glitched out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your consciousness is lost. And then by the time you're back, those toxin sacs have already deteriorated. And then it's like, you got nothing, no meat sack to come back to.
That's
another,
right.
Another,
he's found a horse now.
Offline chrome dinosaur sequence.
Yeah. What do you mean when you say that? You've said
it
before.
Do you know when Google Chrome is offline and you to open a screen and there's like a little dinosaur and it says, not connected, and then you hit space and it turns into a game?
Yeah.
That's this.
That's what's happening?
That's what's happening in those little running sequences. See, this game's a lot more interesting than you thought. And then this game, I think, the blue guys are all the merry men. No, bad guys. So it goes into like a zoomed out top down, and then you're kind of controlling Robin Hood in like a stick fighter, like a directional, like you're facing a direction and shoot. Anyway.
Kevin Costner decides that he will rally the merry men and fight back against the Sheriff of Nottingham. And the Sheriff of Nottingham in this film has partnered and allied with a wicked, wicked witch.
She's naughty too.
And they worship the devil. And it's revealed in the director's cut of this film that she's his mother.
I don't remember that.
That's a jolly good fact with Robin Hood Jack. And they work together to, I don't know, just maybe make England be in thrall of the devil. It's not totally clear, but it's, you know, lust for power stuff. But Robin Hood she sees in her scrying glass that Robin Hood is very much standing in their way.
I have seen a death. The painted man, he haunts my dreams, adorned with strange foreign markings.
Locksley's companion.
Kill him. Kill them both.
So they try to kill
him. He's back. He's landed on English shores with
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan
Azim.
Freeman.
Yeah.
And they have gone back to reclaim his ancestral homeland, found that his dad has been murked.
Yeah.
Kill count.
Kill count. What? By Snape? Snape kill count one. So
I think
far.
We just have to somehow keep track of the number of kills in the hunt for.
Just in general?
The hunks of...
Well, there are a lot of death. Yeah, there are a bunch of Celts die.
Oh, right. All those Celts do die.
Would you like to hear a jolly good fact from Robin Hood Jack at this juncture? About
whoever's playing this game, Slice has killed a shitload of druids. So
according to IMDb, the skeleton has arrived. And now he's killed the skeleton.
Look at this, Jack. Do you remember this part?
I remember. What do you mean? Do I remember this part? I couldn't get out of the room at the beginning.
Oh, wow.
According to IMDb.
Absolutely thrilling. He took on the huge skeleton.
Nearly every Celt who is hit by an arrow and killed is played by the same guy.
That's cool. Good for him.
So if you watch the film, it's this stunt coordinator. Is he just every time a Celt dies, it's him. But that's a lot.
I don't want to focus on the speedrun too much.
You don't.
But we are 2 minutes away from the finish.
Okay, so
he is taking on Guy Gabriel Kay now.
Okay, he is fighting Guy Gabriel Kay now. And when you say Guy Gabriel Kay, do you mean
his nephew?
His
fantasy author,
played by Christian Slater.
No,
played by
Christian Slater is his brother.
Okay, what's happening? What you've left? So Tanner's left the game. We're not watching it anymore. He's going to Rhyme Zone. It looks like he's looked up something called RHPOT, and it's planters. Can we watch the game? What's happening? Please at least say what's happening.
Well, I was trying to look up the movie, but like,
why? We just watched.
You asked me who played Guy Gabriel Kay,
and that was a mistake.
And I looked up the name of the movie, and the Google was like, "Here's a bunch of planters."
Yeah, you Googled RH pot, and it showed you some pots. It's truly horrifying to watch.
Michael Wincott played
Guy of Gisborne.
Guy Gabriel Kay.
Okay, please go back to the speed run, which you've forced me to watch for 30 fucking minutes. And we're at the end.
A wedding.
A wedding is taking place. It is now my pleasure to marry Robin of Loxley and Marianne Dubois.
We missed the... Here we go.
Okay.
He's won. He always poses with his little saber. He's won a battle.
Yeah.
Gasp. Who is that?
I don't know. Curse you, Loxley.
Hey, it's a speed run, buddy.
I don't know why it's really just paused on this. My vow is fulfilled, Father. It really does not look like Kevin.
Cosmic. I guess that was Alan Rickman or Hans Gruber.
Okay, so now wedding.
Was there one wedding?
This does happen in the film. The film ends and Robin is going to be married with Maid Marian. And the preacher, as in the film, is saying, does anyone say these two should not be joined? And he says, who interrupts my wedding? Yeah. And then, who is it? It's the speed run, but I guess they have to wait for the cutscene. It's Sean Connery. We got him.
We got him. Pull out your. It sort of looks like the things the Ghostbusters use.
Yeah.
But we use it to catch like digital hunks. Get him.
We got him.
All right, we've captured him. I guess we can take off our headsets.
Yeah. Wow. It's really hard. It's weird adjusting to the normal world out here.
I almost like yearned to go back, you know?
Yeah.
Like I almost felt more myself in there than I do out here.
Well, we've got bigger problems. We still have these neurotoxins in our spine until we capture all of the hunks from The Hunt for Red October.
Right.
And they lived happily ever after. That was the speed run. Now you and I are going to take a break.
29 minutes, 47 seconds, and 39 microseconds.
Yeah, thank you to twitch.tv/slyse for completing that game. When you said we'll watch a speed run at the beginning of our recording, fully tricked me. it was the word speed run that tricked me into thinking
fast.
That it would be quite quick.
You went pretty quick. And I think we did a good job of describing the movie using the speed run as kind of like a template.
Under the circumstances, yes. Judged by just a good job of describing the movie, no. We're going to take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here. I'm excited to tell you about a little money-making project that Evil Tanner and I are cooking up called WetterHelp. It's basically the same concept as our sponsors, BetterHelp, but we're not going to run into any copyright problems this time because WetterHelp does everything our competitors do, but we do it soggier, damper, and with a 100% moistness guarantee, or your money back. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. But if you want to get absolutely drenched, BetterHelp has literally nothing to offer you. At WetterHelp, we'll spray you down with a hose, steep you for a full half hour in the most sodden, saturated slop we can find, and then throw you in a lake. The only thing BetterHelp can do is find you a therapist to work through your stuff in a way that will help you face the world and practice self-care, all while completely bone dry. If you want to develop self-awareness that helps you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, or find a healthy balance in your relationships with other people in your life, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime...
Tanner! I just don't think this one works. Tanner!
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. We're back. I'd like for you to stop sharing your screen. I want to see your big, beautiful face up full. It's very been incredibly distracting.
Is it a romance?
What's happening in the background now? It sounds like we're listening to...
It's been happening the whole time.
We're listening to Family Matters. Is that me or you?
That's you. Because okay. I've stopped sharing my my screen.
Yeah, I guess I was watching Family Matters in the background, but it was so loud that I didn't.
Is it a romance? The 1991 yeah.
yes,
game
deeply.
RHPOT. Yes, it is. We just watched.
It ends with a wedding. Happily ever after.
Friar Tuck.
Happily
maybe?
For now. A lot of pets die in this movie. In the old days, people don't know this, but the horses were their pets.
Oh right, yeah. Well, and Shields apparently.
Yeah,
a lot of the time.
But that's it's 2 out of 3. I can only remember 2 of them, which is does a pet die and it does it end happily ever after or happily for now.
Yeah.
So we'll assume the other one is a yes. Jamie didn't do a good job of making the third criterion.
I don't think any robots cause any harm to humans.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah, and, or to themselves, right?
Right. My one concern is, I don't know anything about this twitch.tv/slice.
Yeah.
It could be like a toss.
I want to talk to you.
Tool assisted speed run.
Briefly about the famous Bryan Adams song.
Please.
And I can never remember what it is. What does he say? He doesn't say whatever it takes. He says, I'll be there for you, wherever
everything
you go. Everything I do.
I do it for you.
So my memory is that there was a famous video where he's like in the movie for that song.
One sec.
Oh my God, why?
I'm putting my...
What?
Cyber helmet back in and stripping guy back into the Matrix.
Okay.
Reshared my screen.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you're going to experience
in
real time.
Can you hear my computer sound again?
The thing that I was about to tell you.
Well, you asked me, so I'm heading back in. You said
I didn't
ask.
I
can't remember.
Roll back the tape. I didn't. There's no question mark.
I can't remember.
No,
if
I was starting a phrase.
You said I seem to remember the music video. Bryan Adams.
I was about to tell you something.
Times. Here we are.
No, I'm. That's not. So this is what I'm about to tell you. The video that we're
I'm back in
watching at
oh Jack, I can't hear. I'm in a crowd.
Literally ear-splitting volume is a
hurrah, it's some kind of like I don't. It's like
Bryan,
Wembley Stadium or something.
It's the Bryan Adams
so
official video for this song, and it's Bryan Adams performing. The reason I'm shouting is because it's so loud in my ears. I know the song.
Hey,
and
do
I've
you wanna,
watched this.
A Robin Hood fact with my Uncle Jack.
What?
Bryan Adams actually was not inspired by any of the soundtrack songs.
Turn it
NES
off.
Songs from the NES soundtrack score.
Perfect.
When he wrote this. I don't see any Robin Hood stuff in this
okay,
so far.
Okay, now, great. Thank you for demonstrating the thing that I was about to say. So, as I went through this experience that you have kind of kindly given to all of us, Yeah. I was surprised to learn that the video was not the same as the video that I remembered. I did some hunting. I'm a hunk hunter is my main job, but I do other kinds of hunting in my spare time. And in this case, Ryan Adams is a hunk. Yeah, I was doing some side hustle hunk hunting that's not related to what the president wants. Yeah. Does that make sense? And I was hunting for the hunk that is Brian Adams. And I don't have time to get into it. I think the Mandela effect is the stupidest fucking thing, and it's fake. And there's only ever one example, and it annoys me when people bring it up. It's stupid. I want that on the record. I want people, it's a stupid hill to die on, and I don't even know if it's going to be controversial, but I want everyone to know that I think the Mandela effect is stupid. Anyway, I watched a video called Mandela Effect? ? We all remember this video, but why? Where is it? And it does exist, and I did find it, and I hunted it down on Facebook, and it seems to have been scrubbed from the records. But it's Brian Adams is in jeans in Robin Hood times, and he's got a guitar.
Now you're saying this, and it's something is everything is like flooding back to me now.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Hey, Tanner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need help with Hercules.
Okay, I'll be right back, Jack. Oh, Hercules is upset because the cleaning ladies are here, and he's upset because there's strangers in the house. So he's got to come down to the podcast dungeon now.
During that little respite, which actually has given me a moment to catch my breath, and I realized I've probably been shouting this entire podcast, and I'd like to apologize to everyone and say that it is 100% not my fault.
Whose fault is it?
It's your fault.
How in any way could that be my fault?
Because you keep playing media at ear-splitting volumes on my shared Zoom screen after asking me to enable. I was like, why wouldn't I enable screen sharing?
So he's dragged
a
piano out into the middle of the...
So we found the Facebook, the old MTV version. And it's Ryan Adams, and he's in Robin of Loxley's woods.
Yeah.
But he's in a jeans jacket.
Yeah. And he brought a piano out there to Robin Loxley's woods and a band. And then it's what you'd expect. It's like Robin Hood scenes.
But why did they disappear this video? It's so memorable somehow.
Look at can you see on my screen down here in the lower right hand? Here's a Mandela effect.
What if?
Look down here in the lower right hand corner.
Yeah. What?
I'm trying to mute it because it's so loud.
Please,
but look
mute
down
it.
Here. It says video has no sound.
Okay.
So I've
could you pause it?
Well, I want to see if.
Okay, fine. I guess we'll just have to keep listening to it. Is the premise of the video.
Oh,
that,
AeroCam.
Brian Adams and his band are in Robin Hood times, but they brought their pianos and their jeans jackets.
Yeah, it's like
it's quite a high concept.
Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. It's Brian Adams and his band in Robin Hood's merry band.
Here's what I was thinking we could do. So this video on YouTube, it does a thing that I kind of like that YouTube videos do. If anyone's been in the comments of an old song, it gets so intense.
Oh, yeah.
I've collected a few of the comments from this video. I'd like to read them to you.
Okay.
And then I figure we can leave our own comment.
Yeah, I think leave our mark. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the type of tone we need for the comments. My dad used to sing this to me as a child, and now I sing it to him. He's the strongest man I've ever known. Mm. Keep fighting, Dad. Heart. And then the comment has been updated a couple months later. R.I.P. Dad.
Oh, no.
And that's the top comment.
Okay, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's so sad and beautiful. I love reading these comments because they're just these incredible windows into people's into just the stuff of life.
Do you have more of these?
Do you want some that are less sad?
Yeah.
This is me and my wife's song. 37 years strong. She was 15 and I was 17. 4 children and 9 grandchildren.
Oh,
what a beautiful
nice.
Wife and life I have been blessed with.
And still going strong, it sounds like?
Sounds like, but I'm waiting for them to update the comment.
We don't have to worry about that yet. That's not our business yet. We're still basking here.
This was one of my wedding songs. I've been with my husband since we were 16 and now we're 50. We have 2 children and 3 grandchildren, 1 deceased. We've definitely been through a lifetime of good and bad things together. I listen to this song feeling nostalgic as I continue to grow older. I'm so grateful for everything in my life and one of the lucky ones, 2 hearts.
This is such a rich movie because look at the web of media.
Yeah,
that
it's inspired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just deeply, it's really...
Really good song. They masterfully bring it into the score of the film, sorry, I should say, not the NES game, a few times. It's really lovely. And then it's played over the credits, of course, too.
Do you want to leave a comment, or do you think it would sully this, like, beautiful space?
I think so. I think let's both, like, go inside ourselves and think about what the song means to us and who it brings to mind.
Oh, hey, sorry, Jack said I could come back. This is Mr. Butt.
Oh, Mr. Butt, welcome back. I you said it on the way out. I missed you.
Oh, said what? Oh, hour, 15
Kevin
minutes.
Kevin Costner's butt. And it's a double?
It's a double, yeah.
With the waterfall swimming scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I leave a comment with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the thing this song makes me think of, honestly, is the beautiful moment when I thought that it was Kevin Costner's butt, and then like
sort of taken
10 minutes later
you.
When I found out that it was a double.
Snatched and away.
How sad that made me.
Unrequited. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that to Mr. Butt.
Yeah.
Who even made this movie? Kevin Reynolds. You can't. Oh, Waterworld. Wow. A babysitting classic.
Yeah.
Waterworld. Oh, there was someone else in this movie who was in a babysitting. Oh, Hans Gruber is in another babysitting classic.
Yeah.
Die Hard. What a web of media. This.
What a web
unlocks.
Of media.
This is it. This is the keystone. Sorry, this dog is distracting me so much. Weirdly, this dog being downstairs is distracting me 10 times as much as having an NES speed run game running in the background.
Okay.
Where are you? So we're Mr. Butt, welcome. Do you know how to type?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird question.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you like my?
I'm a human
Jack...
man.
Let me rephrase.
I guess we have never really gone into my backstory.
My co-host Jack is a skilled typist.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
And if one of us were going to type, I would nominate whoever is the most skilled typist.
I'm but a skilled typist as well.
I have no read
on because I have to type out the moment a butt appears, the entire timestamp as soon as it happens.
And you have to describe like everything happening in the scene too.
Yeah. And then Google to see if it's a double, and then that's that can be really sad.
Inflammatory. Yeah. All right. So we have to leave. We're leaving this on the YouTube video for Bryan Adams. Everything I do it for you.
Yeah.
Even though that's not the official music
it's not. Yeah.
Because the official music video has been sort of recovered from the sands of time by Umit Kurt.
Yes. Who posted on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Mandela effect. I love that effect.
All right. So let's pen this thing.
This timeless song. Or do you want to say scintillating?
Song. Well, no. Let's save scintillating for Kevin Costner's butt.
Okay.
Or, sorry. Should
this timeless song reminds me of a happier time.
Give me some credit. Kevin Costner's...
I feel like I've got something here.
Butt double in...
That's good. That'll be useful. I don't like timeless and time in the same sentence. So can we have something instead of timeless?
Read the entire sentence back to me.
This timeless song reminds me of a happier time.
This, I want something a little spicier than iconic.
Unexceptionable. Unparalleled.
Momentous?
Magnificent.
I guess we'll just have to do scintillating twice.
Okay. This scintillating song reminds me of a happier time. Full stop. A time before I knew. Full stop. A time before my innocence was stripped away. A time when I thought the beautiful things in this world.
Why did you write this one?
I'm saying it. I am writing it.
Sorry, I meant this article called The Battle Over Kevin Costner's Bottom Half.
Okay, great. Lock in with me here, Robin of Loxley.
I was still trying to find the actor who played Kevin Costner's butt. All right.
That's not in my purview.
Okay, here I am.
Were as they seemed and not as others wanted me to think they were.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the happier time that this song reminds me of.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This scintillating song reminds me of Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah. Who I lost one fateful day when I learned. I hope you got that actor now.
Oh, sorry. You told me to lock in. So I've been locked in.
What do you want me to say for butt? Bottom? Backside? The beautiful backside?
Ooh, beautiful backside sounds nice.
At the 1 hour, 15 minute and 7 second mark of this film was not...
Please, just give me one
after
more minute.
All his. Was not his after all.
I'm trying so hard. Apparently there's a real flame up about this.
The butt.
Body doubles not being given credit, and it happened around, like, this time, and... this person who was in this movie.
Shall I just say it was anonymous?
The Hacker Collective?
I'm just gonna say the butt was a lie.
Say the butt was a lie. Yeah.
The butt
That's good.
Was a body double. All beautiful things must die. Double emoji heart. Do you want me to read that back to you?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could include a quote from the original Lincoln Green book.
Okay, Lincoln Green, I'll remind you, I think is the... color of the cloak that
so I googled
had.
It
yeah wears you just kind of picked that out of the Wikipedia page when you were looking for who wrote the book, which I don't think anyone wrote.
Lincoln Green.
Yeah, it's a color of dyed wool.
Quotes.
Okay, I guess it's not, it's just not getting through it really. It's a color most famously associated with Robin Hood.
I'm actually having a lot of trouble finding
the things. The review's getting a little long in the tooth. It's not longer than some
of the ones.
You don't
think we need the Lincoln Green quote?
Yeah, there's this one quote I kept about a guy whose dad used to sing the song to his mom. I won't tell you what happened to the dad and the mom later because it's like pretty fucking devastating.
Right.
But that one's about as long as the one we have so far. But that was the longest one I captured.
I am not finding the typical like Hollywood fat cats didn't give any credit to this poor working man actor who had to swim in a hole and show his bottom to Mr. Butt. Read it back to me.
Okay, here's what I've got. And if you want to find a way to add some edits that give more credit to this man, I'm happy to do it. Here's what I've got.
I wish I could. I wish you would come out of hiding.
I'm going to say
they
at the end.
They want to celebrate you, sir.
By the way, this is Mr. Butt, so people know. I got to get my brand out there. Is
well,
that
we'll
all right
say,
with you?
We'll say, we'll sign off. Like,
okay. Okay,
Mr.
sincerely.
Green Ring. Tanner, yeah.
Okay, that's better. Okay, I like that. Should we say that we like the movie?
I think we should say we like the song.
We'll just say I love this one and people can...
Say, I. You know what I would say? I would say we like the song.
Yeah.
We like the NES game and we like the movie.
Okay. We also like the movie and the NES game.
We liked these ones, colon.
Okay, that's good. Here's what I've got. Tell me if this sounds good.
Yeah.
Because I want to match the tone of these comments. This scintillating song reminds me of a happier time. A time before I knew. A time before my innocence was stripped away. A time when I thought the beautiful things in this world were as they seemed and not as others wanted me to think that they were.
Mm-hmm.
This scintillating song reminds me of Kevin, who I lost one fateful day when I learned that the beautiful backside at the 1 hour, 15 minute, and 7 second mark of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was not Kevin's after all. No, the butt was a lie.
Sorry to break the mood.
No, that's okay.
I think something took me out, and I want to be there with you. I want to be on that level with you, but something took me out.
Yeah.
I think the community knows calling it Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is like...
Oh, you want to say RH colon pot?
I just think, yeah. I think RHPOT is a little better.
Okay, that's fine. Though when you Googled it, Google showed you pots, so it may not be as common as you think, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, I don't think the
no, it's fine.
RHPOT speedrunning community is huge. Sorry.
This scintillating song reminds me of Kevin, who I lost one fateful day when I learned that the beautiful backside at the 1 hour 15 minute and 7 second mark of RH:POT was not Kevin's after all. No. The butt was a lie. The butt was a body double. All beautiful things must die. Emoji heart, emoji heart. Sincerely, Tanner and Mr. Butt. P.S. We loved these ones. Parentheses. The song, the movie, and the NES game.
It's good.
Do you think that's nice?
That's on YouTube?
Yeah, we'll throw that on the YouTube.
And you have a YouTube channel, Mr. Butt?
Yeah.
And that's your commenting as Mr. Butt?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Sounds good?
I think that one was good. And if you're listening, if you're out there, butt double for Kevin Costner. We're sorry that they took your butt scene out of the NES game, but we've diligently tracked it and cataloged it here from the movie.
Yeah.
And we would love for you to just come out and
please reach out.
Claim
say
this.
Say who you are. Beautiful
this work.
Butt. Beautiful yeah. Butt. Yeah. We'd love to have your butt on the show.
Yeah, please. Mr. Butt, thank you. Will you send Jack back in?
Yeah, sure. Jack, you can come back in. It's my house. It's my podcast.
What's he saying?
I'm saying that.
Who's saying that?
Mr. Butt said, Jack, you can come back in.
Oh, yeah. You don't like being given permission to come back
no,
in.
No, I don't
house.
Like being locked out of my house.
Why did you give him a key?
That's a good question. I think that's all the time we have for today. Does everyone understand what happened in the film?
Well, I do. We should do Burns. Because at one point at the 2 hour, 10 minute second mark, Little John, Friar Tuck is in the castle during the big battle scene. And he gives the bad friar a bunch of gold and silver and says,
"Here's 30 pieces of silver to pay the devil on your way to hell."
And then pushes him out a window.
That's cool. That's awesome. I love that.
This is such a good romance movie. Everyone go watch it. It's
it
like
rules.
It's
it
so good.
Slaps. Yeah.
It's got Kevin Costner from the hit babysitting film The Bodyguard.
And Waterworld.
And Waterworld. It's got Hans Gruber from the hit babysitting film Die
Harry
Hard.
Potter. Yeah.
It's got
Sam Neill is almost in it. And of course we found the hunk, didn't we? And that's what we like to say at the end of the episode. The hunk is Sean Connery. He is in the film for about 8 seconds.
I will not allow this wedding to proceed.
My lord.
Unless I'm allowed to give the bride away. You look radiant, cousin.
No.
But we found him.
I thought there was one other babysitting film star, but I guess that's it.
Christian Slater's in this one.
Yeah, he's in Purge. He's in Broken Arrow, which is like a babysitting film about babysitting a nuclear warhead.
And if you're watching the film for Kevin Costner's
butt, in Willow.
That's not in it. Oh yeah, it's Christian Slater from the babysitting film Willow.
Wow. This is the big Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, it turns out, the NES game, RHPOT, was the big like question mark in the big in our big like red corkboard thread chart, you know?
Yeah. It's
this
really
is what's
got
pulling
everything.
Them all together.
That's all the time we have for today.
That's really it? Okay.
Did have a burn, but I already said it. It's the spoon thing.
Do you think Robin Hood is red-pilled?
Why? What? Why? What? How?
Well, he gets in that stick battle fight with Little John, and he learns stick battling so quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if he's red-pilled.
Is that what happens?
Well, it's what happens to Neo when he takes
oh,
the
you mean
pill.
Like literally red pilled, like just like the pure version.
Does it
version
mean something
it,
else?
Where it's like you've gone into the Matrix.
I think that's Robin really Hood pure. Has been red pilled.
That's beautiful.
Because
I'd be a little careful
fighting.
How you throw that around because it's taken on new meaning.
What do you mean?
Nothing. If you don't know, that's good. Yeah, I think that he's been red pilled just like Neo in the Matrix, by which we mean that he has downloaded karate.
Like stick fighting, like waterfall stick fighting.
He does learn. He's like bad at it, and then he's really good at it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He kills so many people in this movie.
Yeah, well, the death count's pretty high in this film. Great movie. The witch is crazy, and all the comments about this film on Rotten Tomatoes and basically all the reviews agree, and so do I. Though I think it's a positive thing Alan Rickman is just like being in a different movie than everyone else.
I know, but it's good. He's in a good movie.
Yeah. And the movie that he's in is way better than the movie that everyone else is in, and it elevates everything.
I like Kevin Costner, but Kevin Costner is also in a different movie, and it's not as good.
Yeah. Jolly Good Facts with Robin Hood Jack. Apparently, this is maybe apocryphal, but Kevin Costner asked the editors to take a bunch of Alan Rickman scenes out of the film because he realized he was being totally upstaged.
Of course he is. Jack.
Yeah.
Our nerdy, like, mousy tech guy is butting in.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying that our IP trace... Mm-hmm. that we've been running this whole time
has another hit.
Returned 3 pings.
Okay. Wow. That's another mission.
He said he's traced 3 IPs and we can port in and go hunting for a new hunk.
That's great. Well, that's for me, after the thrill of capturing a hunk, the only thing that can bring me back to normal is beginning the search for another hunk.
Now, we have been sort of diverted to one of the traces has gone to like a subroutine
mm-hmm.
called the Jack Ryan subroutine.
Yeah.
And it's bouncing around and it's giving us Armageddon starring Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's Jack Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. Armageddon starring Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan. Okay.
So that one's kind of bouncing around in that subroutine.
Mm-hmm.
Back up here. We can do, so there's a hunk in The Hunt for Red October called Peter Firth.
Yes, yeah, he's a wily one.
Yeah, he's a little slippery. He's got a few films. He's well known. I think you'd recognize him if you saw him. Well, he's in a TV series called Victoria.
Okay.
We can watch the Masterpiece Theater miniseries Victoria.
Okay.
Starring Peter Firth and that woman who was in Doctor Who.
Okay, great.
She was one of the companions.
Mm-hmm.
With the old man.
Okay, I want to watch Armageddon.
And then the third subroutine is tracing over to one episode of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman that James Earl Jones was in. He's also a hunk.
Okay, I choose Armageddon.
Armageddon starring Ben Affleck's Jack Ryan.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Let's put on our cyber goggles and port over there.
Okay, does that mean we have to like play the video game of it?
Oh my God, is there one?
No, I don't want to.
No, but I think we will sort of Aerosmith song.
We can leave a comment on I don't want to miss a thing. Tell me what the top comment, tell me right now quickly because I have to go pick up my son. What's the top comment on Aerosmith's I don't want to miss a thing? Just read it to me. I'm telling you, it's a fucking thing on YouTube. Thing. It's a thing. Maybe everyone's noticed this, but I'm obsessed with it.
Official HD video.
Yeah, what's the top comment?
Here we go. Here's the top comment on Aerosmith's Don't Want to Miss a Thing. At oldsong 6688, 1 year ago. This is me and my wife's song, 37 years strong. She was 15 and I was 17. 4 children and 9 grandchildren.
It's what the same guy.
Oh my God. Wait.
That's the same guy.
I'm going to his profile.
That's the same guy.
Is that really who the same name you said?
I don't know the name, but it's the same story. We don't have time to get into this. I have to go pick up my son. I will leave you with that thought, everyone. This person leaves comments on every song.
Something here.
It goes all the way down. I have to go. My son is waiting for me at his school. He gets really mad when I pick him up even a few minutes late and questions me about it. I'd like to say that this week we watched film. Film we watched was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. We also talked about the NES game and the Bryan Adams video. You must subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Fun things are happening over there. You'll be hearing more about it from us. I would like to say that next week we're watching a movie called Armageddon. Watch along with us. It's The Hunt for the Hunks of Red October.
And watch the Aerosmith music video. Don't want to miss a thing.
Finally, I would like to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name's Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your banditry ever after.
Poor.
You tried doing this.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you out.